In the center of the flower is the green seed vessel, and if we cut this across, we shall find that it's divided into three parts, each of which contains several young seeds. After the flowers have been open for a few days, the seed vessels swell and become hard. The rest of the flower then withers away. The seed vessel turns brown as it ripens, and in the autumn, it splits open and scatters its little black seeds on the ground. These seeds then take root and produce new hyacinth plants. What is the use of its bulb to the hyacinth? The bulb is a kind of storehouse in which the plant lays up food during the summer, so that it may be able to grow quickly and to flower early in the next spring. As the leaves and flowers grow, they use up all the food contained in the bulb, and it slowly wastes away. But after the flowers have ripened and formed their seeds, the plant sets to work to make a new bulb, either above or on one side of the old one. Thus, the same hyacinth plant grows on in the ground year after year, forming a new bulb every year. Did you ever buy hyacinth bulbs to grow in pots or glasses, or in your garden? Such hyacinths are somewhat different from the wild ones. Their six petals are joined together, except at the tips. The flowers are crowded more closely together on the flower stalk than they are in the wild hyacinth, and are of more varied colors. I hope that you will one day try to grow a hyacinth in a glass of water.